WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's clear and 57 degrees in Atlantic. We look for mostly sunny skies here today with a high of 78. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Well, more residents along the swollen Missouri River are under a mandatory evacuation order. Mills County Emergency Management spokesperson Sherry Bowen says it's a precautionary measure.
Right now, there are no immediate threats from the levee system. Our concern is our groundwater that's seeped up. It's the drainage water that's come down into that area that isn't able to pass into the river system through the normal drainage channel.
The order to evacuate affects rural residents living between the river and Interstate 29 from the Fremont County line to just north of Glenwood.
We're estimating around 80 residences in that area, and we do know that a number of those folks have already voluntarily evacuated.
Fremont County evacuated the area between I-29 and the river earlier this week because of concerns with the levee. Bowen says the levee is holding in Mills County, but the rise of interior groundwater is causing problems.
We've had various roads in that area that are becoming impassable.
And residents are being told to leave the area of Mills County before 4 o'clock this afternoon. The Red Cross has set up a shelter in Malvern for anyone who needs a place to stay. I'll have more news in just a moment.
Listen to the following symptoms. Do they describe someone suffering from hearing loss or from the early stages of Alzheimer's? Anxiety and paranoia.
Alzheimer's disease.
Depression and withdrawal.
Hearing loss.
Reduced alertness and increased risk to personal safety.
Alzheimer's disease.
Confusion and disorientation.
Alzheimer's disease.
Hearing loss.
Actually, you're both right, on all counts. The fact is, many symptoms that might indicate the early stages of Alzheimer's disease or dementia could also point to hearing loss, and a hearing evaluation by an audiologist could relieve some of the worry. Numerous studies have concluded that a comprehensive hearing test should be part of any Alzheimer's assessment, and hearing loss needs to be addressed. Most hearing loss can be managed with hearing aids, and in many cases, the earlier mentioned symptoms improve. This is Doug Leonard, audiologist with ASI. If you're concerned about the cognitive health of someone you love, don't exclude a hearing evaluation from your search for answers. Call ASI for an appointment with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll.
Well, some Iowans are dangerously oblivious to the threat of severe flooding, even in areas where the rushing water is already lapping at the levee tops. Council Bluffs Fire Chief Alan Byers is busy spreading the word that the city's residents should prepare to evacuate. But he says a survey has found that many people haven't a clue.
What we found was, again, a significant number of the population actually wasn't even aware of the risk level or even the flood event. We were amazed, but over 50% of the people who were interviewed did not recognize the risk that the city is under from a flood event or didn't even know there was a flood event.
Byers said there is no immediate evacuation order, but he's asking residents to prepare in the same way as other weather-related disasters, like with a blizzard warning.
Although evacuation of the community is not, and I repeat, not necessary at this time, just as when we are anticipating a winter storm, you should plan ahead for that possibility.
As a precaution, Byers says that Council Bluffs residents should arrange for a place to store their belongings, their pets, and possibly another place to live.
While no evacuation order is being issued at this time, the city has upgraded the flood status of Council Bluffs to an alert level 1 and recommends that you continue to make preparations to leave the area if the need arises. You will be notified in the event that the situation escalates.
The alert level 1 was issued as Missouri River water crossed the 34-foot level threshold. 29 feet is flood stage. With more rain and bigger release of water from upstream dams, the flooding continues to worsen in parts of western Iowa. Even homes miles from major rivers are seeing basements start to fill with water. Nick Roy is a spokesperson for a basement repair company in the Omaha Council Bluffs area, and he says crews are working long hours installing sump pump systems.
Well, jackhammer out the concrete along the exterior foundation walls, and also sometimes in the middle of the basement where you may have some water seeping up through floor cracks, and then we also jackhammer out the basement floor where we're going to put our sump systems in, and then we put a drainage system around the perimeter and down the middle if it's needed.
If a water problem is from rain, homeowners have some options, but because of conditions this year, Roy says the problems are often likely from the high groundwater level.
If it's from rainwater and stuff like that, just keeping a positive grade around the house and, keep your downspouts and stuff like that helps. But when it's a water table issue, there isn't a whole lot you can do to prevent that besides having waterproofing system or a water control system.
Roy says the high water table level can cause more severe problems than just water seepage. It can do permanent damage to your home's foundation.
Oversaturation of footings, which your house rests on, that can cause some foundation issues. Also, just the pressure from the water itself and highly expansive clay soil, when that gets oversaturated, that can put a lot of pressure on your foundation walls.
He says there are several things to look for to see if the foundation is damaged, including horizontal or vertical cracks, stair-step cracking on block walls, drywall cracks, doors and windows that don't function properly, and uneven floors. If the foundation is damaged, he says the structure will likely require extensive repair. A free outdoor concert has been planned to thank the thousands of people who have volunteered to help fight the Missouri River flooding in the Sioux City area. The concert is scheduled to begin at 8 o'clock tomorrow night at the Sioux Center parking lot, the Sioux City Center parking lot. Bush Hogg and Toby McBrooks will perform. The Army Corps of Engineers is releasing massive amounts of water into the river from dams upstream, and those releases will keep the river above flood stage along Nebraska and Iowa at least into August. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, authorities say a 40-year-old Sioux City man has been arrested after a two-hour standoff at a rural home in Sioux County. Officers were sent to a home 5 miles northwest of Ironton a little after 5 p.m. Thursday. Authorities say they were told that Kevin Bush had fired a shotgun at another man who escaped and called 911. Bush at first wouldn't leave the home, but he surrendered about 2 hours later. No injuries or other shots were reported. Bush was arrested on suspicion of aggravated assault and going armed with intent. And online court records don't have his case on the system just yet. Well, authorities say no one was hurt when a helicopter operated by an Iowa company made a forced landing while surveying transmission lines in Nebraska. The Omaha Public Power District, or OPPD, says the helicopter operated by PNN of Marion, Iowa, made an unplanned landing just before 1 p.m. Thursday due to a reported mechanical problem. That happened about 1.5 miles from the Fort Calhoun nuclear power plant, which is about 20 miles north of Omaha. OPPD spokesman Jeff Hansen said the pilot and a utility company employee were on the helicopter, but neither was injured. Hansen said the power company and other utilities are surveying the lines to look for weaknesses due to flooding on the Missouri River. Local authorities and the FAA have been notified. And the annual Cass County Relay for Life takes place this evening here in Atlantic from 6 until 11 at the Atlantic High School track. Carol Schuler helped to organize the event, which serves to raise funds for cancer research, promote awareness, and celebrate those who are survivors of cancer. And it's also a way to remember those who've lost their courageous fight with cancer. Hy-Vee is sponsoring a free cancer survivor social in the high school commons this evening at 4:30 with registration. Survivors can bring a guest and receive a free purple cancer survivor t-shirt. Those same persons can walk the first lap of the Relay for Life beginning at 6 p.m. Carol says you don't have to be a part of one of the many Iowa teams who will gather to raise funds for the cause this evening in order to participate in the event.
We have teams, we have walkers, we have people that come out and sit in the stands and watch the entertainment, come out and just want to walk around the track one time. We want people from the public, anybody, to come out and check us out. It gives the survivors another pat on the back. We are there to celebrate survivors having another birthday, another year of cancer free, and we want them to come out and say thank you to those people in the purple shirts.
The evening will wind down with a luminary lighting and the reading of the names of those who have lost their battle with cancer. If you'd like to find out more information or to donate to the cause, you can surf to www.relayforlife.org/Cass County IA. Taking a look at national news headlines at this hour, the Souris River could flood and even destroy thousands of homes in parts of North Dakota, and officials say there's nothing more they can do. Some 10,000 people have been evacuated in Minot, and levees have been reinforced with sandbags. But in Burlington, North Carolina, where the Souris joins another river, town officials say it's a lost cause and more than 100 homes are expected to be destroyed. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie thinks President Obama should follow his lead and personally engage in budget talks with lawmakers. Speaking on a morning news show, Christie said you can't negotiate through a second person. The Republican suggested that the first thing Obama should do about the debt ceiling talks is to simply show up. His comments come one day after reaching a compromise with Democratic leaders to require public employees in New Jersey to pay more for health and pension benefits. The U.S. economy expanded a little faster at the beginning of the year than previously estimated, but the pace was still anemic, and economists don't see that changing much in the coming months. The Commerce Department said the economy grew at a 1.9% annual rate in the January through March quarter. That's not much better than the 1.8% rate estimated a month ago. The small upward revision reflected stronger exports and more business spending on stockpiles. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements in just a moment.
Helen Keller was asked whether she considered vision or hearing more important. She replied,
"The problems of deafness are deeper and more complex, if not more important, than those of blindness. Deafness is a much worse misfortune. Blindness cuts us off from things. Deafness cuts us off from people. To be cut off from hearing people is to be isolated indeed."
What Helen Keller knew, and what popular thought has often overlooked, is that the human sense of hearing represents the primary cognitive window into life itself. This is Doug Leonard, audiologist with ASI. Imagine standing in a crowded room, everyone engaged in fluid conversation, and feeling all alone. Add denial to advancing hearing loss, and you may find additional psychological symptoms, such as anxiety, frustration, and social paranoia. Since hearing loss is invisible, those around you may be unaware of what you're dealing with. If someone you love is pulling away, schedule a hearing evaluation today at ASI, with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll.
In the funeral announcements, 94-year-old Isla Knutson of Harlan died Sunday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Isla Knutson will be this morning at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. 102-year-old Floyd Sherburn, formerly of Guthrie Center, died June the 12th in Georgia. Funeral services for Floyd Sherburn will be held this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. 77-year-old Glenn Rolkoltz of Greenfield and formerly of Adair died May the 25th. Graveside services and burial for Glenn Rolkoltz will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock in the Canby Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. 63-year-old Greg Barnett of Atlantic died Saturday in Elkhorn. Visitation with the family of Greg Barnett will be on Monday from 10:30 until 11:30 a.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. 88-year-old Willis Blatt of Avoca died Wednesday at his home. Funeral services for Willis Blatt will be held Monday at 1 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. 87-year-old Wendell A. Larson of Elkhorn died Thursday at the Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Services for Wendell Larson are currently pending at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. 54-year-old Alan D. Stephenson of Adair and formerly of El Paso, Illinois, died Thursday at the Dallas County Hospital in Perry. Services for Alan Stephenson are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair. And 80-year-old Bob Stoll, Jr. of Orient, died Thursday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral services for Bob Stoll, Jr. are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Our news was brought to you this morning by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.